Well, and Dr. Glisson, the state climatologist, will frequently remind me that, you know, it's good news that we're getting rain, but if we're only getting what we're supposed to be getting, we aren't actually correcting the drought. But at this point, I would wager that most folks would just simply say, as we come into spring, when planters, you know, are going to roll, we want to see some moisture in the soil, and we're certainly seeing that. But it's such a good point. We didn't get into this overnight. We certainly won't work out of it overnight. But again, all the signals that you're seeing are what you want to see. You know, it was interesting. I was at a field day that had a component of it was a planter workshop, you know, pre-spring. And it is a reminder that, yes, it's genetics, it's traits, it's knowledge about how to grow a crop. It's even the planting technology that we have to put that seed in the right place. So, you know, I talked actually a fair amount about that last week of the resiliency. You can talk about resiliency, but we're actually experiencing it. And it's not just one thing. It's many things that contribute to that.